gallons, 55 gallons at Aubrey. Also, we're maturing in two different types of cask. These ones here. These are what we call a clean oak cask or refill bourbon casks. Originally, American oak coming from the bourbon industry in the United States. We don't fill any of our Glenfarclas into fresh bourbon. The interaction between our Glenfarclas new spirit and the bourbon just doesn't, they don't get along together very well. Our new spirit, the Glenfarclas, is quite sweet, the bourbon's quite sweet, so we don't get the correct combination. So these casks, the ones, the plain oak casks, already been used to mature Scotch whisky somewhere else, then we'll use them for Glenfarclas. But, probably as you know, most importantly to Glenfarclas is sherry casks. Sherry casks sourced by the family, John and George, who get to Spain, basically looking for the best they can find. European oak, Spanish, dark Oloroso is what we're looking for. We've been working consistently with one bodega since 1989, everything coming directly from there to Glenfarclas. The casks are not broken up, they're not coopered, they come still moist, fresh with sherry. So don't go to any of the cooperages, come container, Spain, to Glenfarclas. Also in our warehouses, all different ages. We don't just put 1 year's production in one warehouse, just in case we've got an accident or any problems. It'd be quite a, quite bad consequences. We lost a whole year's production in a fire or something. It's all different years. This little section here, what we've got here, we've got casks from 1952, basically every year. So they're between here and round the corner. And potentially these will be future family casks. Looking at it, it's quite impressive. As far as we are aware, no other distillery can actually put on a display like this with 40 from 52 right up to present day. We admit some distilleries have got older whiskies, perhaps. They may have larger collections, but they don't have every year. So we're very fortunate again, and that's thanks to the family, again, looking to the future, holding on to some casks, and we're now reaping the rewards with that coming from the family casks. So I think Tom somewhere, head warehouseman was somewhere, but he went.